There are many sayings that come down to us that have the wisdom of native peoples. The Chinese have a few sayings that go like this. The weakest ink is better than the strongest memory. The weakest attempt is better than not doing anything at all. But one of my favorites is a saying of the Inuit people in Alaska that goes like this. There is no such thing as bad weather. There is only bad clothing. In other words, preparation for life is the motto for universal scouting. Semper paratus in Latin means always be prepared. Hartuish, hotuish. We teach young children in scouting to be prepared for life because life will surprise you. But if you pray every day, you are preparing yourself spiritually for anything that will be there. There is a saying which I don't like in Ukrainian. It goes like this in translation. When times are tough, you turn to God. Why? Why? Why waste every moment of your life waiting for a difficult time when you could get to know God every day of your life? When you can make those acts of faith and prepare yourself for tough times. But getting to know someone is not just for tough times. Imagine if your friend said, the only time I need you is when I need you. You would say, oh, wow. What about being my friend? What about the joy of getting to know who I am as a person? What about the joy of me being with you? Everyone wants a good friend who gets to know them gradually, and you get to know them. You don't want someone after 20 years calling you and saying, hey, can you loan me $1,000? That doesn't seem so good. So the same thing with our prayer in God. Thomas, in today's gospel, doubted. And I said in the Ukrainian sermon, maybe he doubted because he didn't know Jesus enough, and he was ashamed that when Jesus was going through tough times, he abandoned him. He was not there at the crucifixion. He was not there at the resurrection. And he wasn't even there when the apostles gathered. Maybe he was thinking to himself, oh, it's over. I abandoned my friend. You always have to deal with your life. The past is always in the present. If we do things in the past that are wrong, we should apologize for that, do penance for that, try to make up for that. You will never be so fast or so forgetful as to outrun yourself. So it is always a good idea to take care of faults, to take care of injuries that I may have caused, and to always be close to God. So when you show up at the last and final judgment, you will be able to say, how are you, my friend, my father, my brother, instead of saying, gee, I didn't think this was true. Христос воскрес!